And it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides coming at you on Free Radio on the Net, April 10th, 2025 today, if you are listening to it when we're making it. And it's going to be archived, of course. We are flashing back, not as far as we usually do, to January 31st, 2019, which was a show 6 years ago, of course, which featured tenant activist Cynthia Berger, longtime Huff activist at various stages of the game. And we also had various interviews from the Red Church, which then was featuring a nightly, monthly, weekly, there we go, a weekly meal on Mondays in which I wandered about with a recorder trying to pick up all the latest problems and gripes and positive experiences, too, occasionally, that people had outside as this one night they gathered for a meal. Talked with Patrick, Travis, Joyful Heart, Todd, and Steve. And there are a lot of Steves around, so I think it's Steve C., if you know who that is. I don't at the moment. I'm looking at some notes. And then there's a lengthy Ross Camp report. This was the time when Ross Camp, the campouts at the Ross Shopping Center, I guess Ross is kind of retired, but that's the what the camp was known as. It kind of gathered there. I think police may have sent people there, or people went there anyway because it was an open space and it was kind of out of the way. And people began to live there because they had no other place to go. Anyway, you get to hear from me, All Speed Head Alicia Cool, who was president of the California Homeless Union, which was a real thing in those days. Ernest Rosenthal, Puddin' Tane, and The Regulator. And you get to either recognize these people or at least consider what they have to say, even if you don't remember who they are, and even though it's suddenly a distant 6 years ago. It was a time when there was a real possibility that we had a city council majority headed by Drew Glover, Chris Crone, Sandy Brown, and the then ultimately renegade Justin Cummings, who chose political advancement over the kind of principles that we thought he was running on. Let's get right into it. It's something that this was an optimistic period. If you are an archivist looking to find a period where you want to get some hope, although maybe premature hope at that time, had we known the shitstorm that was coming, we might have acted differently. But here's a slice of that period.